presenting.
Rolling.
Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, my people? Hope all is well with you. Today we'll be talking about the NFL meeting with the Black Women's Roundtable about domestic violence and them not hiring any sisters. And so Melody Campbell with the Black Women's Roundtable will be on today's News One Now. Looking forward to that. Big weekend, Tom. Cowboys going down to my Texans. I'm glad, normally you like a home game, but, AT&T Stadium is good for the road team. Because you know what they say there, two things in Dallas, drop calls and drop balls at AT&T Stadium. And so looking forward to the big game. Wow. So Super Dave, go ahead and take Monday off because you're going to be in pain and you're going to have to take a personal day for your cramps. All right then.
Wow.
For your cramps? Did he say for your cramps?
Cramp,
yes, for his cramps.
Well,
yes.
Nothing like an evolved man.
Okay. What?
Thank you.
What? The heat in Dallas. Plus, he's gonna have that Ebola too. So, sorry, Super Dave. All right. Education, huge issue, Sybil. It's always important for us, Jay. And there's a new thing called Common Core is the implementation of Common Core. It's led to lots of controversy. You got people on the left and the right. It's interesting. You even have teachers' unions who are opposed to it, other people who support it. National Urban League, President and CEO Mark Morial, is a supporter of Common Core. He joins us right now. And Mark.
Hey, Roland. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we keep praying for your saints.
Hey, you can rub it in. You can rub it in. It was payback from last year when we whooped y'all. So,
I'm a Cowboys fan, so I mean, I don't know, but y'all 1-3.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's right. The Texans. That's
I hate
right.
the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys, but y'all 1-3. Okay. So Mark, this whole Common Core. I mean, it really is a hot debate across the country. But for folks who don't know exactly what is it?
Yeah. So Common Core state standards are a set of academic standards that spell out expectations of what students should know in grades K through 12 in language, English language arts, and math. So the idea here, Roland, is as opposed to every quote-unquote school district, every school, every classroom, having a separate set of expectations for a second or third or fourth grader, this involves 44 states that got together along with the District of Columbia and adopted a common set of standards. So for our children, the key is that the expectations for our children and the effort to help them reach those expectations ought to be the same as for every other child in America.
But what you have here is, I mean, what's interesting is this is weird group of people who go back and forth. I mean, you've got the Tea Party group, Freedom Works, but then you've even got the National Education Association who has a problem with it. So it's real interesting, all of these different folks who don't like it, who kind of like it, who hate it. It's real interesting. So how do you get even parents to understand even what it means, because it's taken on such a whole contentious
thing? And, we did some surveying, and what we found is when parents know about it, understand it, they support it overwhelmingly. Part of the confusion is people not understanding it because it's a complex subject. The right doesn't like it because somehow they see President Obama lurking in behind the curtains on the Common Core state standards. In some cases, some of the objections from the teachers union have to do with implementation and details, and to some extent a feeling that maybe they were not included sufficiently enough in the design. But at the end of the day, I think most teachers support this approach. But states have to get it right in the implementation. And some states may have moved too fast. Some states may not have done it in a participatory way. But at the end of the day, this is good for our kids because we've got to close this achievement gap. And we have got to hold teachers, school districts, school boards, those that run schools to the standard of making sure our kids learn and then resourcing it right. So for the Urban League, our point is not only the standards, but you've got to resource it correctly to help all kids meet the standards.
And obviously, a lot of folks are not happy with when it comes to what they call high stakes testing and things along those lines. But how do you actually measure folks if you don't test them? If you don't,
Yeah, you know, we've always had testing, and nobody's in love with difficult, challenging tests sometimes. And we've always had some form of standardized testing going back 40 to 50 years. With this, the key is to get the test to match what's being taught. Where you have problems is where the test tests on things that kids have not been taught. And so Common Core State Standard says get the standards right, get the curriculum right, and then let the test match that. There are some debates out there rolling about how tests should be used to evaluate right. teachers. Those are important debates. But at the end of the day, we want people to know what they are, but to say and agree that high expectations for all of our kids is where we ought to be.
Are you going to be able to get anything across the board, though, across the state, across the country?
We have some advertising out there. We have some radio out there. We have grassroots efforts in about 6 to 8 states where we're really working with parents, creating these parent circles. So the key to our work is at the grassroots level.
And what's that website?
The website is Put Our Children First, first with the number one, putourchildrenfirst.org.
Okay, Mark Morial, CEO of the Urban League. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. And Tom, I text the Texans GM. I said, "You got one game. You gonna win. It's gonna be this weekend."
Ooh, I bet he's a quiver.
I'm just letting you know. I'm like, one game. You got to win this weekend. It's gonna be a little rough on Monday if you don't.
Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One. Coming up, bottom of the hour, D.L. Hughley and Tyler Perry. 25.
Can it be in your movie? 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 Can it be in your movie?
25 past the hour.